so look for the Smart Way Leaf. It's the smart way to save money and the environment. Go to www.epa.gov/smartway.
I like the Leaf.
Here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples here with you here. As we continue on our next segment, we're going to be talking a little bit about Battle of the Bulge. And we've got some Battle of the Bulge group members in studio. The president of the group is Greg Penfield. Good morning.
Morning.
And we've also got in with us here committee members Wallace Jeffrey and Jim Sharp joining us as well. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So we'll start here with you, Greg. Tell us what's coming up here with Battle of the Bulge. I understand you have an event coming up.
Right. We have the 74th annual meeting of the Battle of the Bulge. It's happening this Saturday at the American Legion. Registration starts at 8. The ceremony begins at 9. I'm very proud to be with the group once again. I've been with the group about 4 years. They liked me so much at the first meeting, they told me I will be president on the next meeting. So they kind of hijacked me.
All right. Well, I'm still kind of new to the area. You have to kind of fill me in on what you guys do there with Battle of the Bulge.
Yeah, we just celebrate the anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge, the war that happened back in December 44 through January of 45. One of the worst battles, but most important battle of World War II. I really love doing what I do because, unlike today and our modern forces, who are well-trained, well-equipped, get paid a good paycheck, these young men back in the 20s, or when they were born, back in the 40s, stepped up to the plate to join the forces after we were more or less forced into World War II with the bombing of Pearl Harbor. The forces didn't have to go out looking for young men and women. They volunteered. They flooded the recruitment offices to say, hey, I want to defend my country. Even though we were not equipped to do so, we didn't have the funds to do so, politicians didn't want to join World War II because they just wanted to stay out of it. But after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, these young men stepped up to fill these roles. And they went over there. And they fought hard with not too much good equipment, training like we have today. They're just there. They're just there as a number. And unfortunately, when you're just there as numbers, we lose a lot of numbers. So these guys are heroes right here.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you guys, your service. You're both veterans. Jim, talk a little bit more about what service meant to you.
Well, I was a farm kid when I went into service in 1944. And it was a whole different life, of course. Took basic infantry training at Fort McClellan, Alabama, and then went overseas to... Little did I know I was going to be involved in the Battle of the Bulge, but we were thrown into the battle, in which took place December. Started, Germans attacked and broke through our lines on December 16th, 1944. That battle lasted 6 weeks, and we lost... Killed, wounded, and injured, we lost over 75,000 troops in that battle, and it ended January 26th, and there was 5 months of war after that, but it was the largest battle fought during World War II.
For you, Wallace, what are your memories of that?
Well, my memories... I'll give you a little update. I went in on the first invasion of Normandy. And there was 5 major battles between there and the Battle of the Bulge that I went through. And then, like they said here, that the Battle of the Bulge was pretty horrific, really. There was a lot of boys killed, and I seen a lot of bodies. I was lucky to make it through, and when I did make it through, I was so happy that we had won it, because it was rough going up through there. There's several miles of it, of hard battle. And then, of course, the war was over soon after that, as far as fighting was concerned. And when I went in, I was married and had two children, small ones. And the reason I went in was I knew that if I didn't volunteer, I would get drafted. So I volunteered and went in. And I was always glad that I did that, because it was something that really needed to be done, because Germany was on its last—it was, you might say, it was just almost defeated. I don't know how many we lost there, but we lost thousands of people. And I think that United States ought to be real thankful that the boys went in there and cleaned that mess up. And Germany ought to be real thankful that we came in there. And I know that they are. They showed their appreciation while we were there.
Yeah. You guys saw so much, you know, saw stuff that, you know, I mean, we can't even fathom probably here in 2019. And it's such a great honor for anyone to hear these stories. And, you know, they call it the greatest generation for a reason, isn't that right?
Oh, yes.
I mean, so how can people be involved with this event here this weekend?
It's open to the public. We're going to have a catered lunch for $10 for non-veterans. We're going to go ahead and feed all the World War II veterans that show up, like we always do. It's a suggested donation. Don't let the cost steer your way. Come if you'd like to. It's very important to come and hear these stories. Just a few minutes ago before we got on the air, I was talking to Wally out there in the hallway, and he was saying, I'm losing my memory. You know, once you lose your memory, those stories will go away. Now is the time to come and talk to these veterans and hear the stories. Maybe document them. I'm not talking about just people my age who's in my 50s. I'm talking about high school kids, maybe teachers of high school kids. Come hear these stories, because once these gentlemen are gone, they're gone. Come meet Jim Sharp. He's an author. He wrote about this. He was also involved in the Nuremberg trials after the war. These people have great stories. So please, I invite everybody to come. Again, it's going to be at the American Legion, 8 o'clock registration. The ceremony starts at 9. I guarantee you'll have a good time.
Yeah, no doubt. The stories alone, I know, are just so fascinating here. And for the young people to come out and gain an appreciation here, we talk so much, and we hear it in our news, the divided, you know, our divided politics. And we sometimes I feel like we forget, you know, how important it is, what America's really more about.
Absolutely.
So,
well, if people really would like to hear the stories, some of the veterans I know would volunteer to come and talk to them. I have talked to, for instance, to the grade school and high school kids at Junction City. They wanted us to come over there and talk about World War II, and I did that. The kids seemed real interested, and they heard stories that they'll probably never hear from anyone else.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, Jim, any last comments here?
Well, I think we certainly don't want to forget about what this is all about. It's to remember those who died or are still missing in action. And from this battle, there's still less than 200 who are missing in action somewhere over there in the Ardennes Forest in Belgium and Luxembourg, where this battle took place. And then also it's a time for those who were in that battle to reminisce and remember what happened there, and to keep the history of the battle alive. That's part of the reason for this reunion that's going to take place Saturday.
All right. Well, again, at the American Legion here, that's where are you guys located at?
On the corner of
McCall.
McCall and the Boulevard. Yeah.
Tuttle Creek.
Tuttle Creek
Boulevard. 114 McCall Road.
All right. Thank you, Dave Lewis.
Right north of Ace Hardware.
All right. Well, great. Thank you, guys. Such an honor to have you guys on the program. Thanks for coming out. We really appreciate it, and we hope everyone comes out and comes to your event here this Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. Again, Jim Sharp, Wally Jeffrey, and Greg Penfield are guests here on In Focus, the Battle of the Bulge event coming up Saturday.
A couple of local heroes there. How great is that? Tomorrow we'll have a preview of tomorrow night's City Commission meeting, and also we'll talk with some folks from Riley County Health. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. Good morning.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home.